This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's word this morning that a longtime Microsoft man will become the company's new chief executive, Satya Nadella. Founder Bill Gates is stepping down as chairman, but he'll be around as a resident technology expert. Significantly, the outgoing CEO, Steve Ballmer, will stay on the board. In a statement, 46-year-old Nadella said, "The opportunity ahead for Microsoft is vast, but to seize it, we must focus clearly, move faster, and continue to transform." But can he seize the opportunity? Robert Bontempo is a professor at the Columbia Business School.
I'm sure he has the skills, and I'm sure he's a very talented guy. But it's not clear from that statement what he plans to focus on. And the absence of a clear indication of that might spell some trouble. It's important that we start any analysis of his role with some of the context where Microsoft is. Most people don't realize that from an investment point of view, it's been a real disappointment. If you had bought Microsoft shares in the year 2000, you would have done just as well just putting your money in the S&P 500. Microsoft has underperformed the S&P and the NASDAQ since the year 2000. So investors are frustrated and they want to see some action. And I'm skeptical that the new CEO is going to be the guy to appease them.
Now, another interesting story here is the rise of a very activist investor here at Microsoft. What's his name?
There's a gentleman named Mason Morfit who represents a firm called Value Act Holdings. This guy is going to passionately and persistently advocate for Microsoft spinning off perhaps some of its failing ventures in the consumer side and focus more on the enterprise side, which is where the real value is.
So with all the focus on the new CEO, you're saying keep your eye on this activist investor. That could be a real force for change.
Oh, I think it's actually the bigger story. Now, one way it could go, by the way, is that the activist investor, Morfit, might give the new CEO the political cover he needs to actually make the hard choices that many feel is necessary, breaking from the past, unchaining their products and services from the Windows platform so they can be more widely adopted on smartphones and tablets. But that remains to be seen.
Professor Robert Bontempo at the Columbia Business School, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.